Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. On Monday, Missy Irvin of Mountain View, along with Karen Baker of Clinton and Courtney Henry of Harrison, made Arkansas history. Baker and Henry were sworn in as members of the Arkansas Supreme Court. Baker was seated first, making her the youngest member elected to the court, taking the historic seat of the first woman elected to the position, followed by Henry, who now holds that title. However, it was the swearing-in of Stone County resident Missy Irvin that made true Arkansas history. A descendant and relative of the Thomas family who has lived in the White River Valley prior to the Civil War, Missy Thomas Irvin is the first woman to be elected to the Arkansas State Senate from this district since the formation of the Arkansas Territory in 1819, followed by statehood in 1836. She is also the first woman elected as state senator from Stone County and perhaps the first Republican, certainly the first Republican woman. Josephine Hart actually became the first woman elected to the Arkansas Court of Appeals from Stone County in 1998. Helping open the doors for women to follow. Federal Court of Appeals Judge Karen Baker, newly elected to the Arkansas Supreme Court, thanked Judge Hart as her friend and fellow judge for all that she has done not only for her, but for all women in the state of Arkansas. Independence County deputies are investigating a theft in the Floral community. Police said someone entered a home construction site on Floral Road and stole a utility trailer owned by Roger Jefford. The trailer is valued at $1,500. Also, deputies are looking into an act of criminal mischief and theft on Old Charlotte Road in the northeastern part of Independence County. Police say someone broke into a vehicle owned by Jacob H. Hooper and stole a CD player and FM transmitter. The items are valued at over $300. A Stone County man has been charged with two felonies and four Class A misdemeanors in circuit court. Court records show that 38-year-old Christopher Matthew Barnett, during a traffic stop, was found to be in possession of controlled and illegal drugs and driving while intoxicated as well. Judge Whit Folks set Barnett's bond at $15,000. The kickoff for the Kevin Wade Johnson Foundation will be held this Saturday at the Bellevue Baptist Church in Melbourne. The event will start at 3 p.m. The keynote speaker will be Herb Wilson. An explanation of the foundation and its functions will be presented. There will also be a special video presentation. A family spokesman, Blaine Johnson, said there will be free barbecue after the meeting and everyone is invited to attend. And during his inauguration today, Governor Mike Beebe is touting Arkansas's progress in the past 4 years, but says the state's work's not done. Beebe was sworn in for his second and final term. He gave his inaugural address surrounded by pomp and circumstance at the state capitol. The incumbent Democratic governor has a lot to celebrate. He weathered a pro-GOP anti-incumbent election season to win every county in the state.